A report and possible discussion on the assessment of fund requirements for the repair and replacement funds, Jim and Corpay.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the committee. In your packet, behind, I believe it was page 32, starting there, you have a report that looks similar to this. It's about a 30-some-odd page document with a couple of appendices. That's what we'll be referring to when we call it the contract repair and replacement fund study. Next slide. Just to bring you up to date, when we issued our Series 2001 and 2001A, 2001B water system supply bonds, we were required within that bond covenant to establish a repair and replacement fund in the amount of $200,000 initially, and then to retain the services of a consulting engineer to determine what the actual amount of repair and replacement fund should be. And just to give you an idea of what is incorporated in a project that is fundable through our repair and replacement fund, it's those things that are not normally or normal wear and tear items, things that are extraordinary to the operation or functioning of our facilities. We have the results of the engineer's review. Again, it's in your packet. I hope that you had an opportunity to at least thumb through it. It was very comprehensive, almost an operator's manual for a variety of projects that were incorporated in there. The facilities that are incorporated in there are only those which are part of our water supply system. So we didn't include such facilities as the Swats plant, Simple Belton plant, or facilities that are not literally owned by the Brazos River Authority. And the report is comprehensive. It essentially identified activities in three general areas: those which are eligible for funding under our repair and replacement fund, those which are just simply operations and maintenance needs, they pointed out to us might be we need to pay attention to and put in our operating budget in the future. And then there were additional projects that were enhancements that might improve the activities or functioning of certain projects and facilities, but weren't necessarily consistent with repair and replacement fund definition. Next slide, Jim. In 2006, as a part of your implementing the reserves policy that you established earlier in that year, you set aside approximately $4,274,000 in the repair and replacement fund. The consulting engineers review, and if you look in the back of the document that you have, they're coded, I believe blue was repair and replacement fund projects, red was the operation and maintenance projects. I'm sorry, yellow is operation and maintenance projects, and red was the additional projects or activities. But of those, roughly identified something like $15 million worth of activities. About $4.3 million of those were considered to be consistent with the definition of the repair and replacement fund. And as we'll talk about a little bit later, the FY 2007 budget includes an additional $118,000 to bring that fund up to its recommended level. And if you do fund that $118,000, then we are in full compliance with the bond covenants from our 2001 and 2002 series. As required in the bond covenants, we'll be updating and maintaining this report on no less than a five-year frequency, but as new facilities are added to the definition of our system facilities, then we will update accordingly. And I'm here to answer any questions you might have about this or the report.
Jim, I didn't understand really. You said 2001, 2002, but it really brings us up to date, right?
Yes, sir. The requirement in the 2001 series was that within 5 years, the authority would have the consulting engineer make this report. And for fiscal 2006, we have complied with that requirement.
Any further discussion? Thank you. I guess that concludes this committee meeting. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I think this would be a good time to talk to Eric.